story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and they're the views of my guest. And now, we're not going to put the numbers out. If we want any callers, we'll put the numbers out. But usually we don't need to when I have Dr. Lorraine Day on the program. And we're going to be talking about nutrition. We're going to be talking about what you can do to take control of your health. And I like to tell the story about, it was back in the late 1980s when I went back to the Centers for Disease Control to try to talk to the people there about doing something to stop this terrible AIDS plague that was killing people in America and throughout the world. And I went to see Dr. James Curran, who was the number one man in charge of public health dealing with the AIDS issue. And my impression was he was really a very nice man. And when I asked him straightforward, why aren't you doing what's logical to stop this epidemic? I mean, you stop an epidemic by identifying the people who have the disease and stop them from giving it to others. That's what you do with every other disease. And you're a public health official, and I'm an orthopedic surgeon, but you know what needs to be done far better than I. And he looked at me and he said, I know exactly what needs to be done, but he said, I'm caught in the middle. On one side, I've got Henry Waxman, who represents the far left and the homosexual, he didn't say homosexual agenda, but that was the inference. On the other side, I have Dr. Lorraine Day and Congressman Bill Dannemeyer, and I'm caught in the middle. What am I supposed to do? And I said, you should do what's right. And he did. He resigned his job there at the CDC and went to Emory University. Well, today, now we're dealing with 18 years later, why Dr. Lorraine Day, who, back in 1988, hardly knew Bill Dannemeyer, 1989, and today they're married, and Lorraine is no longer an orthopedic surgeon, as she was at that time, chief of orthopedics at San Francisco General Hospital. She is an educator trying to get people to understand that one of the greatest dangers to our health is what we do and what we eat. So with that as the background, good to have you with us again, Lorraine.
Well, thank you so much, Stan. Actually, I still consider myself an orthopedic surgeon. I'm still licensed to practice. I could go back and practice at any time. I've not given up my license and never will. I do all of my continuing education, and I just feel that I have moved on to a broader arena where I do public health. I show people how to get well. I train lots and lots of men and women to do good orthopedic surgery, but there aren't too many of them that have been through cancer and gotten well by natural methods and come out on the other side healthy and well. And so that's how I'm spending my time now. But my heart is still very much with orthopedic surgery. I love what I did for all those years, and I would still be doing it if I didn't think that I had a greater work to do. So that's what I'm doing now. Because people say to me, well, are you still a doctor? Yes, I am still a doctor. And I point out to them that radiologists that don't see patients. Pathologists don't see live patients. Public health doctors don't see patients. The person who's head of the Centers for Disease Control is a physician, does not see patients, and the Surgeon General of America does not see patients, but they're still all doctors. And so you and I, even though we have a different venue right now, we are still doctors, right?
And, of course, I think maybe what you're doing right now is far more important. Orthopedics is a wonderful, wonderful profession, but we're dealing, and you're dealing, of course, with the health of literally hundreds of millions of people in America and throughout the world, health that is being harmed, and that you have answers for many of them. So we'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day as we begin to explore what you can do to improve your health. And, of course, we'll tell you where to get the information. And of course, I can guarantee one thing. It's all backed up by solid scientific studies. And that was one thing about Lorraine. She was always certainly right on top of everything medically. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Lorraine Day. So, Lorraine, you just pick up the story, and I'm going to be quiet for a while.
All right. I would like to talk about what's going on in the world. Not only did I get well from cancer by totally natural methods, and I am an orthodox physician, but we're facing times that we're not going to be able to get health care, and I guess that's the good news, because everybody's going to have to learn how to take care of themselves, and you're not even going to be able to get the food you like to eat. And I'll tell you how that's going to come about. First of all, this is a lead-in to I'm going to tell you how you can take care of yourself, and you don't have to worry about these things that are coming on, but they are coming on. Now, when Stan and I were young, were growing up, we would never have dreamed, and even I think when we were first in our medical training, we would never have dreamed that there would be HMOs. Doctors went into private practice. Doctors had control of the way they ran their practice. An HMO was unthought of. And these are health management organizations. Now, I'm going to tell you that there's going to be FMOs. F as in Frank. FMOs. Those are food management organizations. They're going to manage the food you can buy and eat. Now, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal about 4 or 5 years ago. I have that article where they talked about the coming FMOs. They're trying to get everybody as an employee of an organization, a corporation, and then when they are employee of a corporation, the corporation will decide who where they can eat and where they can buy their food. That's what is going to be, just like when you're an employee of a corporation, right now they tell you where you can get your health care. You get it through this insurance company or that insurance company or this HMO. Well, they're going to do the same thing with food. And they're going to tell you where you can go to eat in a restaurant, and they're going to tell you where you can buy your food. Now, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you have this grocery store card where you get great deals on groceries. Well, why do you think they're doing that? They're virtually all of the chains are doing it, so it's not that they're going to get you as their customer when most all the chains are doing it. They're doing it because they are tracking the kind of food you eat. And then they're going to use that to withhold the food that you want to get you to go along with the New World Order. Now, they also have Terminator seeds. Those are seeds that will not reproduce themselves. You know, if you get a lemon with seeds in it, you can use the seeds and plant a lemon tree. But it's not going to be that way. They've got Terminator seeds that they have patented, so even the farmers can't use their seeds from the previous crop to grow a new crop. And we have weather control, where they can wipe out the harvest of somebody who is not going along with them, since all the food supply in America is owned really by three corporations, Archer's Daniels Midland and ConAgra and one other. And so they have control of the food, and they have control of your health care, and soon you will not be able to get health care. You might know that in the UK, people wait 4 and 5 years for a total hip replacement. Well, it's going to get that way in this country, and the reason it's farther along in the UK, because it's a very socialist country where the whole government has been taken over by the New World Order. In fact, most of the world is run from the City of London. So there is this great plan, great as far as they're concerned, to destroy your ability to get health care and severely limit your ability to get the food you want to eat. So what do we do about this? Well, you can learn how to take care of yourself at home, and you don't need to go to a doctor in order to be well. I am living proof of that. You say, oh, well, you are a doctor, and so that, you know, I'm not a doctor, you might say, and so I don't know how to do this. Well, Stan knows that virtually everything I learned about getting well, I did not learn in medical school or in any of my training, because we're not taught any of this in medical school. I learned it all outside. Isn't that right, Stan?
Amen to that.
We do not learn anything about how to get well. For instance, we're taught that sunlight causes skin cancer. Well, studies have shown, and I have those in my workbook, and all the references from the medical literature, studies have shown that sunlight does not cause skin cancer. It is the way we are eating that causes skin cancer. Certainly I don't suggest that people go out and get burned, and that's not good for you either. But sunlight is necessary for health. You cannot grow a garden without sunlight. You have to have it. You cannot grow a healthy child or a healthy adult without sunlight. We have to have sunlight. And people are covering themselves up because they are afraid of the sun. Well, that's nonsense. We need the sun. Again, you don't go out and fry yourself at the hottest time of the day, but you need to have sunlight. We need fresh air. People are cooping themselves up in their homes because they're afraid of the weather outdoors or the air outdoors. Well, we still have found that outdoor air is healthier than indoor air. These things are all free. They're all God-made. Water is extremely important to your health. And doctors are telling you, some of the health information on television is telling you that coffee is good for you. Coffee has antioxidants in it. Well, so does dog waste material have antioxidants in it, but you're not going to eat that. So, I mean, you can find that there are maybe nutritious particles in even all sorts of filthy garbage, but that doesn't mean you want to eat it. So they're trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. What we really have to do is look at the overall effect. Caffeine is a diuretic. It takes more water out of your body than comes in with the drink, and it's a nerve toxin. Now, you know, I'm reading a book called Selling Sickness, where the pharmaceutical companies are now taking something that's really a non-disease and making it into a disease, making you think you're sick, and then you have to take their drugs. I saw on the television the other day, they were promoting this new disorder of restless leg syndrome, RLS, restless legs. Well, there is a syndrome of restless legs, but I can tell you what causes it. It's caused by people drinking caffeine, sugar, NutraSweet in food and drink, MSG. All of these things are neurotoxins. That means they are toxic to the nervous system. And people aren't drinking fresh water and eating the right food and eating fruits, grains, and vegetables in their natural form. And they're not feeding their bodies properly so they can feed their nervous system what it needs so their nerve cells can regenerate themselves and can be healthy. And they're eating all of this other stuff and tons of sugar. People are eating about 2 to 3 pounds of sugar every couple of days. And this is very, very bad for the nervous system. It also suppresses the immune system, paralyzes your immune cells for 5 hours after you eat sugar. 50, 60 years ago, if people had a cup of coffee, they would have an 8-ounce cup, and that would be it for the day. Now people are having Red Bull, which is it must shoot you halfway to the moon when you drink that stuff, and you're having 64 ounce jars of or containers of caffeinated soda. And then I've seen advertisements at the local gas stations where if you buy a 32-ounce caffeinated soda, they'll give you 2 candy bars. Well, you're so hyped up that naturally you're going to have restless legs. I sat on the airplane next to a young girl who was only 16 years old whose legs were moving so rapidly, involuntarily, that she had to lean her arm down on her legs to get them to stop. Well, fortunately, she wanted to know when I said to her, would you like to know how you can get rid of that? And she looked at me with this great sense of relief on her face, and she said, oh, yes, yes, please tell me, tell me. And so I started telling her about caffeine, about soda, and about sugar. And she said, sugar? And I said, yes. And she reached down and opened up her travel bag, and she opened it up for me to see. It was filled with candy. Full of candy. And she'd been eating it. She just ate it kind of round the clock. So these are the kinds of things people really want to know. They do not know. And the medical profession, unfortunately, and the public health department, they are not telling them the truth. They are lying to them. For instance, there's an association, a very strong association, with having an abortion and developing breast cancer. And when you go to the website of the National Cancer Institute, which is a government agency, on the side for the regular people, written in the words that regular people can understand, they don't tell you about that association. But on the other side where the doctors and nurses go, where it's all in sort of medical jargon, they do tell you. And I talk about this on my DVD, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. So they're withholding information from the public. The American Cancer Society is not out to find a cure for cancer. In their initial charter, it says that they have to disband the day a cancer cure is found. Why would they want to find a cancer cure if they're going to lose their job and these hundreds of millions of dollars that they collect? A small amount ever goes to patient care, less than 5%. 60% is spent for salaries of the people who work there and office expenses, and there's never been one major advance in cancer research of any sort by the funding given by the American Cancer Society. It was formed by the Rockefellers. It was formed to control the propaganda that the media gives out to tell you to go to your doctor and take chemotherapy and radiation. So there is a tremendous control over all of these things in medicine.
Well, I think Dr. Day is absolutely right, and I think that it's important that you learn about the truth about cancer, you learn the truth about health, you learn the truth about all of the things we talk about, and we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Lorraine Day right here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Lorraine Day. Lorraine, pick the story up there.
All right. I'm going to talk about something that might surprise you. Now, you have to listen carefully so you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Acne. Somebody just wrote to me today, emailed me today asking about acne. Acne is caused by the same things that cause cancer. Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody who has had acne is going to get cancer. Although, statistics tell us that one out of two people will develop cancer, And I would imagine that fewer people than that have acne than will develop cancer. But acne is caused by the same things that cause cancer. Briefly, let me tell you what causes acne. Eating sugar, eating chocolate, eating animal fat and too much animal protein, drinking caffeine, eating MSG in processed food and fast food and NutraSweet, which is aspartame, lack of water drinking, and that, of course, goes with drinking too much caffeine or any caffeine, lack of sunlight, lack of the proper rest, and lack of the proper nutrition so you can feed your body properly so it can get rid of the waste products. Now, when you eat sugar, when you eat animal fat, meat, poultry, fish, dairy, and eggs, those slow down your digestion. When your digestion is slowed down and the peristalsis through your intestine is slowed down, you can't eliminate your waste properly. You become constipated when you don't drink enough water. You're drinking caffeine, which takes more water out of your body than comes in with the drink. So then you develop constipation. When you have constipation, you cannot eliminate your waste. You are truly stewing in your own toxins. And all of that gets recirculated back again. And it comes out as acne. It comes out as cancer. It may come out as breast cancer. It may come out as colon cancer. It may come out as brain cancer. Any kind of cancer. These things begin in the colon because of the way we eat and we're not exercising. We're couch potatoes. We're not drinking enough water to get all of that waste material through your intestines. And when it hangs around, that's one thing that causes diverticulosis and diverticulitis. Is you get pouchings in your intestine because you're eating animal products and they go very slowly through your intestine compared to fruits, grains, and vegetables, which go much more rapidly because they have fiber in them. There's almost no fiber in meat, poultry, and fish, and dairy and eggs. This is all fat and protein, and it's going very slowly through your intestines, and so you are truly stewing in your own waste material. Now, I hope that sounds obnoxious to you, because if it does, then you're going to want to get that out of your body. Women, if you were working in the kitchen and you had the garbage from preparing the meal and then what was left over from the meal, and the garbage people never came to pick up, and all of that was in your kitchen, just mounting up into a big mess. You would be having vermin and rats and mice and insects and everything feeding on this stack of garbage. Well, the same thing happens in your body, and you become susceptible to bacteria and viruses that are around us all the time. We have bacteria and viruses on our skin, in our nose, in our intestinal tract, in our mouth. And there, we need to have the right ones there. But when our immune system is not working properly, then these viruses and bacteria come in to clean up the mess. And then when they throw the toxins into the bloodstream for it to be eliminated from the body, then we develop symptoms. We go to the doctor. Doctor says you have such and such a disease. And if you have an infection, they'll give you antibiotics, which will kill the bacteria. And certain drugs can kill some of the viruses, and they were there cleaning up the mess. As I've said many times on my videos and on this program, flies don't cause garbage. Garbage attracts flies. It's the dead and dying tissue that attracts the cleanup crew, whether it's vultures or rats or whatever else. It's the dead and dying tissue, and when we don't eat right, and we don't live right, and we don't get enough sleep, and we don't drink enough water, and we harbor anger and all of those things, our body starts breaking down, and we start having cells that are damaged and dying and dead, and we need a cleanup crew to come and clean them out. But what we want to do is we want to be comfortable, and so we want to destroy the cleanup crew with antibiotics and other kinds of drugs, cover up the symptoms, and then all we're doing is waiting for a worse disease. People are writing to me a lot of times about various viruses. I guess do we have a break coming?
I'm afraid we do. So okay. You just hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Dr. Lorraine Day, and we'll be telling you more about what you need to know about your health. right here at Genesis.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Lorraine Day. But before we do anything else, I want Lorraine to get her website out and how people can get your material, and especially that workbook. That sounds like something everybody really ought to have.
Yes, my website is www.drday.com, drday.com, drday.com. And the toll-free 800 number is 1-800-574-2437. 1-800-574-2437. On my video, You Can't Improve on God, I show you the 10-step plan that I use to get well from cancer and thousands of people have used to get well from virtually all different kinds of diseases. I have another video, a DVD called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, where I show you the kinds of things that conventional doctors will want to use to treat you for your cancer. All cancer is treated exactly the same way. The doctors will tell you that cancer is very different. One cancer is very different from another. There are many different kinds of breast cancer, and breast cancer is different from brain cancer, and brain cancer is different from pancreatic cancer. But I can tell you, by their own actions, they know that cancer is cancer. It doesn't matter where you have it, because they treat it all the same way. They treat it with one of three things: chemotherapy, radiation, or generally mutilating surgery. chemotherapy, they may have different brands of the poison they give you, which really is poison. It poisons the cells. Every doctor will admit that chemotherapy will poison the cells. The problem is it doesn't just poison the bad cells. It seems to poison more bad cells than it does good cells. But eventually you run out of good cells and you may die from the treatment. And many people have died from the treatment. My own brother died from the treatment he was given for his leukemia. My brother refused to even watch one of my videos. You see, he was my big brother. I was just his little sister. He saw me get well from cancer. But he refused to watch even one of my videos. He went to the Orthodox doctors. They gave him chemotherapy, more chemotherapy, and more chemotherapy. He went from a strong, strapping man. So he lost 60 pounds, and he was nothing but a shell of himself. And I was there when he died by bleeding to death from the chemotherapy they gave him. Now, that is a very sad story. He was my only sibling, my only brother. And I watched him die from the hands of my own colleagues.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but
right.
The thing is that the doctors really don't understand. They're trying to do something, and they don't understand the simple things that have been known for, half a century, a century. I mean, the relationship between nutrition and cancer has been verified time and again in scientific studies.
Right.
And most cancer specialists don't ever even know of those studies.
That's right. And in fact, in the workbook, the videos, I've got 9 videos on health. If you have a disease other than cancer, the DVD or video, diseases don't just happen. I go through many, many different kinds of diseases, neurological diseases, heart disease, some there on cancer as well, and many other kinds of diseases, autoimmune diseases, and I show you what causes them and how you get well. God has designed the body to heal itself. And if we just stop doing the things that harm it and start doing the things that help it, it will heal itself. I am living proof, and there are many, many others that are living proof of the same sort of thing. People who've gotten well from multiple sclerosis, people who've gotten well from Lou Gehrig's disease, people who've gotten well from lupus and virtually all different kinds of diseases, because we've got to stop harming our bodies. The problem is people don't know that they're harming their bodies. For years, I didn't know that I was harming my body because as doctors, we're not taught anything about how people harm their bodies. We're taught food has very little to do with your health, and the way that all problems are treated is by drugs. Well, drugs just cover up symptoms. Drugs never get to the heart of the matter. Disease really starts in the heart. It starts in our spiritual conditions. It's because we want to eat and live the way we want to eat and live rather than the way God designed that we should eat and live. And there are rules of health just like there are rules of physics and chemistry. And if we don't live within those rules of health, we will get sick and die an untimely death and probably a painful one. But what I'm telling you, don't be afraid. Fear also causes disease. Fear is part of the stress syndrome, and stress can cause disease. So fear can cause disease. And so don't be afraid, because they're going to be starting to close in on all of us. They're going to eliminate your health care. But the good news is that you won't even be tempted to take those harmful drugs if they don't have them around. And so this is the way you can learn how to take care of yourself and your family in the times that are coming that are going to be very disastrous. It's going to be in America in the near future like it is in Iraq. That is coming to a neighborhood near you, and you better be prepared. But again, if they're going to withhold your food because you don't go along with the New World Order, you can always depend on the Lord. He has promised to supply all of our needs. I think it's a good idea to have some preparations and some food set aside. But if there are some of those listening out there who do not have the funds to buy that, you can depend on the Lord. The Lord promises that he will supply all our needs, but only if we trust him. And so no matter what's coming on, you have a place to run and hide, and that is in the Lord. And you have God's health plan, which is all natural, where you can stay well. You know, in every major epidemic, including the 1918 flu epidemic, there were a lot of people who didn't get sick at all. There's a lot of people survived, did not get sick at all. And the answer is it depends on the state of your immune system. If your immune system is working properly, you will not get sick. As I've stated here before, you can get exposed to a cold. You don't get a cold every time that you get exposed to a cold. You get a cold when your immune system is not working right, either because you've been eating too much sugar, you haven't been getting enough sleep, you've been under a lot of stress. And as I say, all disease is caused by three main factors, and that is malnutrition, because people are eating plenty of calories but not enough healthy food. Malnutrition, dehydration, they're drinking caffeine and alcohol that take more water out of their body than comes in with the drink, and they're not drinking enough water. People need a lot of water, and I'll talk to people, they'll say, oh, well, I drink a lot of water, and I'll say, how much do you drink? Well, I don't know, but I know I drink a lot. Well, if you don't know how much you're drinking of water every day, you're not keeping track, then you're not drinking enough. Because I can tell you, I still keep track every day. I have a way of keeping track how much water I drink, because it's easy not to drink enough. You have to really keep your mind on it during the day to make sure. One easy way to do it is if you have a bottle of purified drinking water, distilled water, if you've got that bottle and it either holds 2.5 glasses, such as, you know, like 20 fluid ounces, or maybe it'll actually hold 3 glasses, 24 ounces. A glass is 8 ounces. You can figure out how many of those bottles you need to drink a day. The body needs certainly about 10 glasses of water a day, because that's how much you lose of your body water just by living, just by the processes of living, even when it's not hot and even when you're not exercising a lot. If you're exercising a lot or if the weather is very hot, you need more than that to replace those water losses. But the body can't function if it gets dehydrated any more than someone can function if they have heat stroke or sunstroke. If you go down with sunstroke, if your body has become very, very dehydrated. And what people do to their bodies is they develop the same sort of phenomenon, only slowly over a long period of time. And the older people get, the less water they drink, because sometimes they become incontinent and they don't want to drink water because they'll have accidents or they can't get to a bathroom fast enough. Well, the reason you're becoming incontinent, one of the main reasons you're becoming incontinent, it can be caused by drugs and various other things as well, drug medications as well as street drugs, but one of the reasons you're becoming incontinent is that you are dehydrated, and all of your cells are dehydrated, including your bladder cells, and when your bladder cells are dehydrated, they cannot function properly to hold the urine inside the bladder, and that's one of the causes of incontinence. So women particularly, as you get older, you haven't been drinking enough water all your life, and you say, well, I can't start now because I wouldn't be able to get to a bathroom fast enough. Well, you better start now, because all you're going to do is get worse and worse, and as you drink less and less water, your brain is going to shrink too, and that's one of the causes of Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is contributed to by lack of water drinking, caffeine and alcohol, which takes water out of your body. Mercury that's in vaccinations, mercury that is in silver fillings that they put in your mouth. All of these things are contributing to this tremendous epidemic of Alzheimer's we're seeing in this country, as well as mad cow disease is factoring in, and people are getting Alzheimer's at younger and younger ages because they're eating food that is contaminated with mad cow disease. Now, the government would tell you we don't have mad cow disease in this country, but they're lying. We do.
All right. Now, Lorraine, are most of your videos available in DVD as well?
Because they're all available in DVD, right?
All right, fine. So we actually have them all on video, but we're going to start ordering them on DVD as well.
Yeah, they're all available in DVD. And again, I have 9 videos on, or DVDs on health. The ones you start out with are either You Can't Improve on God, which is the exact plan I use to get well, or Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, Diseases Don't Just Happen. And then after you get those, and the workbook goes along with the DVDs and videos, and it helps you implement the plan. In the workbook are 17 pages worth of articles, abstracts from articles from the finest peer-reviewed medical journals, documenting all the steps in the plan that I'm showing you about how to get well. And I was amazed when I found that, because as a physician, we never learn that in medical school. And here it is in the medical literature, and nobody was ever teaching it to us, and I never taught it to my residents and medical students either, because I didn't know it. But now I do know it, and I can share it with you. The other thing, there's one called Double Blind, What Science Can't See, showing how we depend on science when we should be depending on God and the Bible. And people say, oh, well, you know, that's old hat. We've got to depend on science. But as Stan well knows, science is constantly changing. What science said 20 years ago is all kaput now, and sometimes what they said 3 weeks ago has already changed. So you cannot depend on science. The only thing that you can depend on is God, and God is the author of everything that is true in science. So if science does not agree with the Bible, then science is wrong. And many, many things that Stan and I learned in medical school have now been shown to be incorrect because they just didn't know. Such as, oh, people say you have to eat animal products in order to get enough vitamin B12. The amount of vitamin B12 you need in about your whole lifetime is not greater than what is found in the period at the end of a sentence in a book you're reading. It's such a tiny amount that vitamin B12 has been found in a number of foods, non-animal foods. In other words, in fruits, grains, and vegetables. Vitamin B12 has been found in grains. It's in alfalfa. It's in a number of things which are in my workbook. And it's just that 20 years ago, they didn't have the mechanism, the scientific mechanism, advanced enough to pick up vitamin B12 in vegetarian produce and things like that. And so they just said, it's not there. But it indeed is there, because God created food for us to eat. And I can guarantee you that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve did not take vitamin B12 supplements. Even after they sinned, when they were thrown out of the garden, they didn't take vitamin B12 supplements. And so God has placed everything in the food that we need. And if scientists say there are certain things lacking in our food, what's really lacking is the scientific expertise to find out what is there that God placed there because we need it.
All right, fine. Well, our guest is certainly Dr. Lorraine Day, and we're talking about the importance of nutrition and how do you know how to eat right and what should you not eat. And there are a lot of things that we eat that we shouldn't be. Isn't that correct?
Well, that's right. You know, everybody's eating fast food and processed food. They're going to restaurants. They're eating out all the time. I live out in the desert near Palm Springs, and there is a large retired population out here, and I would venture to guess they eat out almost every single night. Well, they're getting way too much fat, too much protein, all of these fillers that are put in food to make it taste better. Our taste buds have been so perverted that we want all of this rich food. But all of this rich food leads to disease. I watch these people walk into the steakhouses. They're all bent over. They have canes. And they're shuffling along, not realizing that they're going in to eat more of the very food that has made them like this. I have as much energy as I had when I was 25 years old. I went through a terrible bout with cancer, but I am totally well and cancer-free. I can run and jog, and I go to the gym 3 times a week. I can play tennis. I can water ski and snow ski, and in 4 months I'll be 70 years old. I'm totally well. And if you don't care how old you get, as long as your health is good. And you can be that way. You don't have to be getting bent over. By the way, ladies, I see so many women that are starting to get all bent over, even sometimes in their 50s. They say, oh, I have severe osteoporosis. Well, the reason that you have osteoporosis, the main cause of osteoporosis, is animal products in the diet. The animal products cause acid to form in your body. The body has to keep the pH of the blood in a very narrow range, and so in order to neutralize the acid caused by the animal products, the body takes calcium out of the bones. So I don't care how many calcium pills you're taking. Most of the calcium pills are made from ground-up rocks and ground-up shells that your body can't assimilate anyway. You want to get your calcium from good food the way God made it. It's in green leafy vegetables and grains and various things like that. You eat, you don't need to have extra calcium. You'll get, if you're eating a vegetarian diet, you'll get all the calcium you need. What you need to do is stop having it leached out of your body by eating animal products, whether it's meat, poultry, fish, dairy, or eggs. People say to me many times, well, you know, I don't eat red meat. Well, that's good. Red meat has arachidonic acid in it, which suppresses your temporal, your frontal lobes, and you have to use your frontal lobes for making judgments and for thinking. And if you're eating red meat, you are suppressing those frontal lobes, and you can't make as good judgments. But poultry and fish are still 40% fat and 40% protein, and they are so diseased now, including the fish that comes from the ocean. And farmed fish is diseased because they get the fish out of the ocean and grind it up and feed it to the fish that are the farmed fish. So all of the animal products are very diseased now, and God has given us the Garden of Eden diet where we can be well.
Well, Lorene, we're out of time. I wish we had more time, and we'll get you on again sometime real soon. Our guest has been Dr. Lorene Day, and God bless you, Lorene. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. 6616.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan back here to wrap up today's program. And incidentally, we do carry at least five of the videos put out by Lorene, and we can get them for you on DVD if you want. That says, cancer doesn't scare me anymore. You can't improve on God. And diseases don't just happen and turn on the lights, and we have another one. But cancer doesn't scare me anymore. you can't improve on God and diseases don't just happen. It's a good place to start in your learning how to use food and maintain your health. I can't believe Lorraine is 70. I remember when she was just, as an orthopedic resident there at the University of California, she was several years behind me and at the training at the University of California. Well, anyway, a lot of water's gone under the bridge, and we both certainly no longer doing orthopedic surgery, although I still do have my medical license. But I really feel, in many respects, what I'm doing is far more important. And, of course, we cover, as you know, health issues. We cover issues having to do with finance. We try to explain to people the spiritual battle that's going on here. I think that's my calling at this time of life. And I'm about 7 years older than Lorraine is, going on 8 years older than she is, pushing 78. Well, under any circumstances, I do want to remind our listeners that we are having a conference a week from Sunday. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in beautiful north shore of Monterey Bay. And we're bringing in Constance Cumbie and Chris Pinto. Chris Pinto's from Southern California. Constance Cumbie's from back in Detroit. So if there's any way you could make it, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You have to have your reservations in by Monday. Monday's the cutoff date, last day why you can make your reservations, because we're serving lunch. We have to know if you're going to be here, but I can tell you it'll be an exciting time. That's 1-800-544-8927, and you're going to have to decide today or tomorrow, or it's going to be too late. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get a book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you an overview of what's going on in this true spiritual nature of the battle that's going on. If you want to understand how they're poisoning your children and you with fluoride, our talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus goes with that. If you want to understand how they've created all the wars of the last century and killed, hundreds of millions of people, why our story, Iraq, the untold story, and the syllabus that goes with it. If you want to understand what's going to happen financially and where we're headed financially and what you should be doing, why our talk on the financial tsunami and the video or DVD that goes with that. And of course, we have talks on sustainable development with syllabuses. We have all of this material put together so that you will be able to understand what's going on and make your preparations, and hopefully all of this will draw you closer to our Lord, because there is a conspiracy against God today. It's working at the highest levels of our government, and of course they're manipulating the church. They're changing the church. The church has been thoroughly infiltrated, and I'm speaking of both the Catholic and the Protestant church. And we're told in the latter days there'll be a great falling away from the Lord, and I believe there is a great falling away from the Lord today, but it's not happening by accident. It was all planned that way. Well, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Let me put in a pitch for various products that we carry. Certainly we do have health products, and we think that you want to have supplements on hand in case we do get into a difficult time. You want to be able to maintain your health, and you need to know what you need, and you need to begin stocking them up now. You need to do the same thing as far as long-term storage foods, some things you can get locally, and you want to because they're heavy to ship, but some of the things are fairly light, and the freeze-dried products will keep 10, 20 years or more. We've got products going back 40 years, freeze-dried, and they're still as good as the day we bought them. So you need to begin making your preparations now. Because remember, God, I believe, is about to withdraw his protection from our country, and, well, we hope that we can survive and we can help others at that time. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but pray for greater liberty for our staff and for our family. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming at you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station we're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. But we're hopefully not going to have any calls today. We'll have to wait to see what happens. We're hoping to have Alex Jones, who's going to be with us this afternoon. And for those of you who don't know Alex, he has a radio program out of Austin, Texas. He's on the Genesis Communication Network. And Alex, of course, is on the front lines of this battle. And there are just a few people out there that really are getting the word out across America. And Alex does a tremendous job of reaching people, put together some great videos. In fact, we carry a couple of his videos, one on martial law, one on the Bohemian Grove. And if you haven't yet seen his expose of the Bohemian Grove, where the leaders of this country get together, and some of them put on their black hoods and their black robes, and they have their pagan chants, and they have their feigned human sacrifice, where they sacrifice care. Well, really, of course, if you analyze what they're doing, they're sacrificing God. And, of course, do this over and over again. So then the story of the Bohemian Grove is really one of the most incredible stories we've ever heard. We have a 4-tape set on it, but I think that if you have not yet seen the video, you really need to see it. It will give you tremendous insight into really what's going on today. Well, we're having a little difficulty getting Alex, so I'm going to ask my producer to come in. I'll give her my book, and maybe she can get to him at this time. And they're going to try a couple of numbers. Hopefully we can get through to Alex, or he'll call in here. Under any circumstances, the attitude of the American people seems to be changing. I think more and more people realize that we have not been told the truth about what happened on September 11, 2001. In fact, there is one poll here that suggests that almost 85% of the American people either believe that the government is withholding information or that they've been frankly lied to, and the total of those two comes out to about 85%. Now, that is amazing. That the people are beginning to realize that they're not being told the truth, because the mainline media vilifies and attacks anyone who raises a question as to what happened on 9/11. Why, they tell you we dishonor the dead by questioning what happened that day. And I would like to suggest we ought to dishonor the dead by not trying to find out what really happened. And, of course, we have a new video we've just carrying now. It's called 911 Press for the Truth. It's the story of the Jersey girls, the four widows whose husbands died in the Twin Towers, who banded together to try to get to the bottom. And, of course, they were actually able to force the Bush administration to organize the 911 commission. And, of course, as you know, the president didn't want to. They did everything they could to block the formation of the commission. They actually wanted to get Henry Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, Skull and Henry Kissinger, founding member of the Trilateral Commission, a long time gentleman who's been on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, a man with close relations to the Saudi government, the Saudi royal family, and the Bin Laden family. They wanted to get Henry Kissinger to head the commission, and when the Jersey girls raised objection, the government was forced to back down. Well, of course, if four women can get a commission going, they spent a year and a half. Of course, they didn't accomplish anything because the commission was stacked. But at least we know that we can have an impact if we've really tried. So we'll be back in just a moment and hope, and just hope we can get Alex Jones here.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and hopefully we're going to be able to try to get Alex Jones. I see flashing on the board, and so hopefully, it looks like maybe we've got Alex on the line. Alex, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan, it's a real honor to be on your show. Sorry we got our wires crossed, our fault, on which office I'd be at.
All right, fine. Well, I'm so glad to have you with us. Anyway, I was just talking about really what's happened. It looks like the public is beginning to realize that we have not been told the truth. And if we have not been told the truth, what can we believe that the government tells us?
Well, we hadn't talked, with a pre-interview, and it's funny, we're exactly on the same page. That's exactly the first thing I wanted to talk about. There's a whole set of scientific polls, one of them over the weekend that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com was a New York Times, CBS, Reed and Angus scientific poll of thousands of adults in the U.S. 84% believe they're being lied to, or mostly lied to, or completely lied to, depending on three questions. 84% believe that they're being lied to in one way or the other. Only 16% believe they're being told the total truth. And we have a new poll put out by the Wall Street Journal, scientifically conducted between the Wall Street Journal and ABC News, and that just came out yesterday, and that states that, again, 84% disapprove of Republicans and Democrats. And it's the first time in recorded modern history that the American people usually get fooled by the double team, good cop, bad cop, of the Democrats and Republicans that are both owned by the New World Order. They'll either like the Democrats or like the Republicans predominantly. Now they distrust both parties. Congress has a 16% approval rating. Cheney has a 12% approval rating. Bush has a 31% approval rating. Hillary Clinton has a 28% approval rating. And so for the first time, they have really overplayed their hand massively. The people believe 9/11 is a lie. 99% are against the New London Kilo land-grabbing decision. 97% are against the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA superhighway system. We have 90% in major Gallup polls against the open borders after the staged illegal alien demonstrations of 5 months ago. So the Dallas Morning News reported staged by Rob Allen and Co., Bush's PR firm. And I know I'm throwing a lot out, folks. The bottom line is this. The only illusion that still stands is that everybody who feels like we do against the New World Order and against globalism, the only illusion that's still effective for them in the mainstream-controlled propaganda press is that we're all alone, that we're a minority. People aren't speaking out. They're not communicating with each other. But when you poll the general public, you find out that 80-plus percent are very upset and know we're going in the wrong direction, and the establishment propaganda isn't working anymore. And if we can shatter that illusion that we're all the outsiders, that we're all the minority, that, you know, that we're still the weirdos, or that nobody thinks like we do, if we can shadow that final piece in the puzzle, it's over for the New World Order.
Well, I think the most important thing is for people to understand that 90% of the mass media is controlled by five mega corporations that all are telling us the same lies. And you can go from ABC to CBS to NBC to MSNBC, and they're all talking about the same things and never talking about the real issues and what's going on. And then, of course, if anybody does get on there being interviewed who's trying to tell the truth, they'll be insulted and yelled at and screamed at by O'Reilly or by Sean Hannity or the others. And I think the American people are beginning to wake up to realize that we're not getting the truth from the controlled media. And if you can't get the truth from the media, where are you going to get it from? Somebody's got to be coordinating what's going on.
Well, exactly. And this is the best news I've got for everybody out there. I track the trends. I track what the big media consultant companies are saying. But now even CNN had a piece a few months ago saying, isn't it terrible? We all, in the past, read from the same cultural piece of music. There were only three networks, and there were only a few publishers, and now there's this fragmentation on the web and this niche, and so we've lost the power we had to social engineer for good. Oh, boo-hoo. This is what's happening. If you go to Alexa.com, that's a company of Amazon.com, and it's one of the most respected web rating companies. They use a variety of systems to track web traffic, and it's the same trend we see with several of the other big companies that track it. All of the establishment liberal websites, all of the, quote, anti-establishment liberal websites are losing their entire audience. I mean, literally, just in the last 5 years, they've lost 80%. And the graphs, you go look at 5 years of, you know, on the web of a graph, but it's the same trend in newspapers, same trend in cable, same trend in television, same trend in information. But it's not just the liberal. All of the Ann Coulters, all of the Sean Hannitys, the Rush Limbaughs, the front page magazines, who I tend to like a little more because they tell the truth on a few issues, but on the key issues they manipulate. The point is they're dropping like a rock right now. WorldNet Daily, Newsmax, all of them who threw in with George Bush and the neocons and who absconded with the truth and for political reasons went along, they are sinking in front of our eyes. But guess what's happening to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and JonesReport.com, but then all the other alternative sites, if you go look at their graphs, here's an example. Washington Times is rated 7,500 and something and out of billions of websites and billions of web pages. Sites like American Spectator, sites like National Review, they're rated in the 18 to 25,000s. Human Events, 20-something thousand. Dallas Morning News, 5,000. PrisonPlanet.com is already bigger than the Dallas Morning News website. It's thousands of places bigger than the Washington Times, and PrisonPlanet.com is run by myself and a webmaster with one or two contributing writers. Now, we don't make any money enough to pay our people, but we're not making hundreds of millions of dollars a year like Belo does with the Dallas Morning News, but it shows what a fraud paper tiger they are. It's all a scam. It's all an illusion, and they've just now realized that their whole paradigm, their whole brainwashing program, I guess the better term would be they've hypnotized the public, that's beginning to shatter as we cut back more and more of these dark veils, these Berlin walls that are blocking info. But at the same time, I don't want people to think that we're out of the woods, but it is great news that the liberal media, the fake conservative media, the mainline establishment media, they are all hemorrhaging to death in front of us. They're already in shock. The layoffs are daily. They are folding in on themselves right now. And now the globalists can still launch fake nuclear attacks. They could still stage a smallpox or bird flu release. I put nothing past them. But the point is, people say, well, then, you know, why are we fighting them? If we didn't fight and expose 9/11 as an inside job, they were going to carry out more attacks earlier and accelerate their world Antichrist beast system. But if we do go ahead and expose 9/11 as an inside job, they're still going to get cornered. It's a catch-22 and stage attacks to try to get out of it. But I'd rather fight them on our terms and make them carry out the attacks in front of everyone. We pray it doesn't happen, but at least fight them on a level playing field on our terms. And so we're at a massive crossroads, and thank God, Dr. Monti, for people like you who for decades have been fighting. I mean, everything that people said 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago has come true. That's another thing. Tireless people going back 60, 50, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, myself only for now 13 years, and people think I'm an old-timer at this. All of that tireless work, all those seeds, we said, North American Union, world government, they're going to build FEMA camps, they're going to abolish the Bill of Rights, they're going to stage terror attacks because we have their own handbooks, we've seen history. People laughed at us, but those seeds sat there in their minds in fertile ground, and everything we said would happen has now come true. It's not prophecy. What it is that we're analyzing the enemy's own documents, their own program that are public, as you so eloquently document and write and have made films. They, you know, their program, their manifesto is public, so we warned people, and now our credibility has exploded.
Well, I think it's so interesting. If people really begin to look at this new Military Commission Act, this is the most frightening piece of legislation ever passed, and yet the average American has no idea that what they've really done is suspended the right of habeas corpus. Now, theoretically, it's only for non-citizens, anybody with a green card, things of that sort, but why should we think that they will abide by the law? We've seen what they've done with Padilla. An American citizen, they kept him for 3 years without a habeas corpus appeal at all. He couldn't even get into the courts. And certainly we see them constantly violating the laws, certainly their rendition, taking people overseas to be tortured. And the president says, I do not approve of torture. We would not allow torture, but you've just got to allow us to do that. How else are we going to be able to protect you? So
well,
we get this double message all the time. How can you possibly support a government that supports torture? And that's there's no question what it is. And everybody in the world will tell you we are violating the international laws and the Geneva Convention. And yet, of course, the tragedy is that many of our good Christian people support this. And they're saying, well, after all, you know, we're against torture. We know they wouldn't be torturing. And if they have to torture, maybe it's all right.
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's break down the double think. What's happened with H.R. 6166 that I wrote several articles on, the day had passed 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago today, passed the Senate on the Thursday, passed the House on that Friday 3 weeks ago. When we get back, I can break down. It does affect citizens, and they use a little lawyer trick to turn it around to confuse people, but all the big constitutional scholars have looked at it, and it does affect U.S. citizens.
Now, I think the thing is that what they're doing is trying to confuse us, but why would they even want to raise this issue of take away the right of habeas corpus? And why did they appropriate $385 million for Halliburton to build detention camps? You can check that out. Go up into Google. Google in Halliburton, $385 million, detention camps. You'll find it's true. Certainly they're not going to put the illegal immigrants in it. The president says we couldn't round them up and send them home. Who are they going to put in those camps?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. 2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Revelation speaks of a great false church which has deceived the whole world. This great false church, the Whore of Babylon, is drunk on the blood of the saints. Have you always felt something just wasn't right with the churches? All the pagan propaganda, Easter eggs, idols, Christmas trees, memorials for the dead at Halloween? What about communion? Why would the Messiah institute a symbolic blood-drinking ceremony which breaks the Torah law as well as civilized social custom? Pastors and priests have no answers. Two Witnesses Ministries has solved the communion conspiracy. Order now this 175-page blockbuster entitled Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Request a fax by writing P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas 79604. Or call now 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics, agents of Mystery Babylon, forged into a new covenant, the blood-drinking abomination that is communion. Beware, damnation is pronounced upon this blood-drinking whore. Call now, 325-572-3913.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pastor Stan, and our guest is Alex Jones, and we're talking really about what's happening today, as we have an administration that professes to be Christian that acknowledges that they are torturing people. Well, if they're not really torturing people, it really means, what's your definition of torture is? I mean, we can beat them to death, we can certainly suffocate them, we can, of course, destroy their health, we can beat them to the point of organ failure, but that doesn't necessarily mean this is torture. And as Bill Clinton says, it really means what the meaning of is, and of course, the current administration is saying, well, it's really what the meaning of torture is. So
exactly,
they can use words to conceal what they're really doing. And I want to know, if you're out there in the listening audience, how can you possibly, in your own heart of hearts, you know, support what's going on today? And when are you going to be willing to stand up? Because we are losing America. Once, of course, we turn against our moral foundation, then do you honestly believe that God is going to bless this country? Go right ahead.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan. And so when they said they don't torture, in the Gonzales memo, just recapping, the Attorney General, when he was chief counsel, said, we can waterboard, we can beat someone until organ failure, and until organ failure and death, it is not torture. And if they die, then it says this, if they die and we didn't mean to kill them, it's still not torture. So beating someone to death, torturing someone on a rack, and they use racks, they're using the same medieval systems that were developed, going back since before the Romans. This is really Byzantine type stuff. And then Alberto Gonzalez, his designate John Yoo at the White House wrote the John Yoo memo, which is now public, where he wrote and told the military you can even torture family members, wives, and children in front of their parents. And in the memo, he describes taking pliers and crushing small children's genitalia in front of their parents. Now, folks, I'm not kidding. This has been in mainstream papers. He really said this. And then, oh, I guess about 7 months ago, and I interviewed him. He's a CFR member, Professor Castle. He debated him at a secret CFR meeting in Chicago. This is why it came out in the newspapers. And Professor Castle, who's an elitist, recorded the debate and then released it. Now, they're not supposed to do that. He got in a lot of trouble with them. But they were actually booing. In fact, there's audio clips on PrisonPlanet.com. They were, you know, so there were hisses and boos. Even with the elite, they were upset with you, because Castle says in the debate, he says, well, you wrote in here you can crush children's parts with pliers. And is that true? And John Yoo says, yes, the president has that power. And the deputy attorney general, just a few weeks ago, testifying for this Military Commissions Act, and we have this clip on the site, said that the president is always right and literally is infallible. They said whatever he verbally says is infallible. I mean, so this is the unitary executive, which is fancy legalese for total dictatorship.
And, of course, where is the outcry from the Christian leaders of this country? Well, so many of them, of course, getting large sums of money from the faith-based initiatives, and just as it was in Hitler's Germany, why they're going right along with that. And anybody who has not read Erwin Lutzer's wonderful book, Hitler's Cross, tells what happened in Hitler's Germany. Erwin Lutzer is a senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church, and you need to understand how Hitler was able to come to power. He did it by manipulating the Christian leaders of Germany.
Well, you know, and it's no mistake, Bush obviously is a puppet of the globalists. They're using him as their front man, and then if things go bad, they just remove him like yesterday's birdcage liner. But, it really is true, and it's hard to believe, but people have to wrap their minds around the fact, and my film Martial Law covers this, that Bush's grandfather, the former president's father, Prescott Bush, really was the top Nazi agent. Fritz Thiessen, the man who bankrolled Hitler, I Paid Hitler was the book he wrote, and that billions and billions in Nazi gold and diamonds were basically managed by the Bushes for the Nazis that were brought into the U.S. intelligence apparatus after World War II and then secreted in Latin America. And so literally, is it any surprise? But I'm surprised. Why would John Yoo, why would Alberto Gonzalez write memos about torturing children? Why would they defend it in front of their colleagues? It really shows a drunkenness on power. And I think they know they can throw down the gauntlet and get congressional authorization for what they're doing, that they can have a legalized dictatorship similar to what Adolf Adolf Hitler did.
Now, people say it can't happen here, and ladies and gentlemen, it is happening here. And of course, the fact that there is no outcry, there's no resistance, and of course, those people who are speaking out against this are being accused of being pro-terrorists. I'm pro-American, and I believe we have people within the highest echelons of our government whose loyalty is not to this country, but to the internationalist dream of globalization, who would destroy our borders, who would destroy our economy, who would destroy our freedom, and create a new world order and a new world religion.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And Alex is just saying that his finest video he's ever produced is called Terror Storm, and he's offering it to you free on Google. And how can they get to there?
Sure. Well, the reason I did this is a film normally costs me about $20,000 to make. This film, Terror Storm, cost me close to $100,000 to make. It has a professional Hollywood score. Done by a symphony. I actually hired, a big professional group that's done major films. I traveled to London. We proved 7/7's an inside job. The latest 9/11 info, the Iraq War torture, all of it. And, of course, I'm selling the DVD with the extras. It's over 3 hours long at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But I've got a call to action to people right now. And that's that if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, at the very top of the page, you will see a link that says High Quality Terror Storm in Google Videos, Top 100. Now is the time to push this movie all the way to the top and ensure exponential multiplication to reach a new wave of people. Send this link to everyone you know and help us expose government-sponsored terror. And I put the film out for free, but what happened is about 20 other people uploaded it to Google Video, and so you'll have a million watching this version and a million watching that version, 500,000 watch this version, and that's kept us from getting into the top 100 and staying there. Now, why does this matter? When you're in the top 100 of Google Video, Google Video is now bigger than all three of the nightly news networks put together. There is 100 million views every week on Google Video alone, much of that in the Western world. When you get in the top 100 of Google Video and you stay there, tens of millions within a few weeks will watch your video. That's how Loose Change got over 10 million downloads in 1 week. We've now had 6 million downloads, but this is what happened. 6 million people now have gone and watched it from start to finish. It only counts those numbers if you've watched the whole thing. Google Video admits that two separate times they erased all of our views and knocked us out of the top 100, but they didn't knock anybody else out. Now again, I don't care about being in the top, blah, 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 for, you know, just for the accolades. When you're in the top 100, there are over a million videos every few months loaded up to Google Video. All these homemade things, all this, it's a whole phenomenon. Those never get a chance to really get seen by big numbers of people. When you're in the top 100, it builds virally, it grows virally, but in a good way, it goes supernova and you get to reach the general public. It's the equivalent of getting Terror Storm on national television. So two separate times they've knocked it out of the top 100. Now we've caught them freezing the numbers. Now we've caught, and they've admitted, they claim it's an accident over and over and over again. So we're asking everybody to go get Terror Storm for free at Google Video and to email it to their whole email list, to go post it on MySpace, to post it on message boards, to tell their churches about it, to tell your coworkers about it. This is a film Google tried to suppress. And since I started this drive 2 weeks ago to get it to the number one in Google, it's gone as high as 37 of the 37 of the most popular videos in the world. Number 37, and every time it gets that high, it starts getting millions of views a day. And again, they deleted the numbers, so we're trying to climb back up the chart again. This is such a mighty harvest that we're having right now, and that's why I put it out for free, is to beat these people. And it has nothing to do with money. That's why we've offered it for free, but if people do want to support us, so that we can continue to make films in the future. My next one's going to be about the Bilderberg Group, the North American Union, and the Malthusian Population Control Plan. They can also go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and order Terror Storm on DVD to have that in their library. And everyone is encouraged to get it and make copies. That's the goal here.
Now, do you have a telephone number you'd like to put out where people can call and order that video?
Sure. It's 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I'm sorry, my phone was cutting out. 888-253-3139.
Well, I think that you have to go back and you have to read what these people have been saying. They've been at this for 100 years, and they've always said that, you know, towards the end, it was going to become obvious, to the public what they were doing. And, of course, their purpose was to talk about their loyalty and how they were just concerned about people. But their true purpose was to create a world dictatorship under their control. And they knew at the very end, as they began moving to consolidate their world dictatorship, when they were going to be exposed. And, of course, they're going to move as rapid as they can to establish a dictatorship. And with their control of the military and their control of the police and all of these satellites that they've been able to put up in space, supposedly to spy on the communists, they're not using to spy on the communists. They were never used to spy on the communists. They were always been used to spy on the people here in this country. The whole myth of communism has simply been a charade to rally the people against the enemy, to justify a massive military and intelligence organization, but never to go after a real enemy, whether it be communism or terrorism. And I would simply ask our listeners, if there really is a terrorist threat, Why didn't the administration immediately seal our southern border? Why have they left it open so that any terrorist who wanted to come to America could? And if the terrorists could get in, why have there been no terrorist attacks in America since September 11th? Or is this all a charade? And I'm sure that Alex Jones will tell you, as we know it is, I mean, it is all a charade. If they were worried about terrorism, why don't they check the cargo that goes on our planes? Why are there only air marshals on maybe 10% of the planes? Why have they done everything they could to block the pilots from carrying weapons? And if you think the pilots are armed, you're mistaken. Even those who have taken the training won't bother because they're not allowed, when they open the door, to have a weapon. They have to lock it up as soon as the door is open.
I mean, why is the border still completely wide open?
Sure.
And I mean, again, I go back to it. The good news is we've got these people caught red-handed, and if you show Terror Storm on DVD at your church, when we make the claim that John Yoo said and did this, you can pause the DVD and you can read the John Yoo memo. And if people don't believe that the White House told our military torture children sexually in front of their parents, you can go to Google and type it in and pull up the mainstream news reports and the actual memos. These people are totally reprobate. It's like Putin. Putin goes, oh, I love the Israeli president. Man, we're all really envious of him raping 10 women. Man, what a man. And again, it's the elixir of power. They talk about torturing children in front of people. They write memos. They talk about how fun rape is. They're a bunch of gangsters.
Well, I think they're very, very sick people. And for the people who don't know, of course, the president of Israel, not Olmert, but the president, has been accused of rape. This is not being played up in our papers, but certainly you go to the Internet and check it out. How could you suppress something like that in the United States? Why, you control the media. That's how you do it.
Now, that's exactly what's happening, and I mean, my whole point is that Putin, and it's in the BBC, I have it on prisonplanet.com right now, is just talking about how wonderful it is. He says, greetings to you, President. Let me find the exact quote. What a mighty man he turns out to be. He raped 10 women. I would never have expected this from him. He surprised us all. We all envy him. He said this in front of TV cameras. You see, the hubris is just, who would write a memo saying torture children? I mean, I know there's government listening to my phone line right now. Don't sit there and roll your eyes and make excuses to people that tap my phone. You know, I know people like that are in denial. Stop being in denial. You go read what your bosses wrote, okay? And you tell me that's good. And you go tell me what Putin just said is good. You work for sick criminals. And again, most people in government are good, and I know that. It's that we have evil at the top. And it's just, I don't know how anybody could serve this beast system. It's so sick. How could Rush Limbaugh, that fake conservative, sit up there and say they're just blowing off steam at Abu Ghraib, where the Army's own report admits they raped women in front of their husbands and raped people with acid. And I can't say what with. It's just, go read the Army report. Just type in Army report on Abu Ghraib. MSNBC covered it. You'll find a copy of it there. You can find a copy on the Army website. They admit this happened.
Yeah, of course, then they can go to Prison Planet, and do you have actually a place there where you can actually go for subjects?
Yes, you have the torture sections. I mean, listen, if you just type in, I mean, forget even going to my website. It's all there. Folks, you can go to Newsweek and read this. And you know, I think God's even giving us a choice. God is allowing the North American Union to come out. He's allowing it to come out, the Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. And I mean, take Mark Foley. We've been reporting for decades that the Republican hierarchy, along with the Democrats, is a homosexual cult. And folks, when I say that, I mean it. Now mainstream news is saying it's some type of weird homosexual good old boys club. It's more than that. A lot of them are pedophiles. And that's been documented, okay? I mean, I have the Washington Times and other D.C. and New York papers from 1989. Remember underage call boy had a headline inside the White House? On dozens of occasions, and they stole some of Dolly Madison's cookery, and it was a big scandal. Barney Frank's place got raided, and a three-story penthouse, and the third story of the townhouse had underage male prostitutes, and he said, I'm going to blow the whistle on everybody, and they dropped the charges, remember? I mean, I could go on for 10 hours about how sick these people are. These people are right out of the pit of hell.
In fact, I'll never forget when, of course, you had your, and this is on the video on the Bohemian Grove, and Alex corners David Gergen, formerly a chief counsel for the White House and a member of the Bohemian Grove and a member of the Trilateral Commission, and asked him about them, his membership in the Bohemian Grove and running around naked there in the woods. And, Chris, you actually had an article that you put in the movie about, you know, where he had actually talked to a newspaper and said he really didn't approve of that. So he dropped out of the Bohemian Grove because he didn't want to run around naked in the woods with them. Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents are there. The Secretary of State's are there. And both Republican and Democratic presidents.
What did Richard Nixon say? Richard Nixon openly told Harper's Magazine, and people could never believe it, and then Harper's finally released after his death the audio where the reporter taped it, and I can't say what he said on air. There's profanity in it, but you can go to prisonplanet.com and go to the Bohemian Grove section. Just click on the link that says Bohemian Grove. You can go listen to what Nixon said. He said it is the most GD, faggy thing he's ever seen. He said basically it's just a bunch of men running around. It's just disgusting.
And of course, Richard Nixon went there because he wanted access to the men with the power. But he, as vulgar as his speech was offended by what he saw at the Bohemian Grove.
Well, that's it. And listen, I didn't know how I got in. You know, once we snuck in, myself and Mike Hansen, I'm pretty, you know, a little not as good looking today, but back then I was. That was 6 years ago. I'm 32 now. When I was 26, 27, whenever I snuck in there, you know, I was a pretty svelte guy, and I had these men hitting on me. I had people laughing at us. They thought we were male prostitutes in there. A bunch of other press has been caught trying to go in there. No one's ever been able to do it until we did it, and I really think it's because they thought we were male prostitutes.
All right. Well, anyway, I think you're lucky you got out of there in one piece, Alex, but I'm so glad you did, and I'm so glad you put together that great video because we carry it, and we think that everybody should take a look at this video on the Bohemian Grove. What's the exact title of it?
Well, I made a new film. I took the original film, and I just sent you a copy of this. I took the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove from 2000 that I made in about 3 weeks because I was in a hurry because I was getting threats over sneaking in there, and I needed to get the film out. That's what makes you safe, keeps you safe. And so I took that original film, redid it, added more, and then made a whole other film called The Order of Death. And on one DVD, over 3 hours, two films. My new film, Order of Death, just came out last year because a worker inside shot video inside the L of the cloakroom of the effigies of children they burn. And now I don't just have our infiltration in 2000, the first ever. Now I have an employee who shot video on one of these little bitty cameras. He thinks it got miniaturized enough. He shot pretty good quality video with a tiny camera. I wish I'd have had that in 2000. You know, 6 years with technology is like six eons. And so this new film, Order of Death, will blow you away. It is unbelievable, and that's available also at InfoWars.com.
All right, fine. It really is a very, very good film. We certainly appreciate your courage in going in there because, of course, I could have had very serious consequences if they'd really realized what you were doing.
Well, all the glory goes to God. I wouldn't be alive right now if you know, people say, why are you still alive? Number one, God. Number two, God does have his hand on us doing this work because, believe me, we'd be dead in a minute, Dr. Monteith included, if it wasn't God's will. God is in control, and he's using us to give people a chance to repent, to realize how serious this evil is, and to stand up against this system and be tested and have our mettle tested. But secondarily, if you have secret documents, if you have them and they know you've got them and it could hurt them, they will kill you in a New York minute. But if you go ahead and publish your book, get your video out, go ahead and blow your whistle, you're going to be a lot safer.
And I agree. I'm sure that God is looking after you just as he's kept us going all this time. And I'm sure that with what you've brought out and what we brought out, and a few of the others are on the front lines of this battle. We're here because God wants us here. Somebody has to tell the good people, the Christians of this country, what's going on, and hopefully that they will have the moral integrity to become involved in this truly spiritual battle. for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, anyway, of course, I'm really excited about your new video, The Terror Storm, and I'm certainly going to go up there on Prison Planet and pull it down and watch it, and we will encourage people to get it, and we'll encourage people to get it from you, and we'll probably be carrying it later on. But I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we have people in key positions of government who see nothing wrong with torture. In the name of course, we've got to stop the wicked Islamic terrorists who threaten us. The trouble is, they do not threaten us. I mean, the average Muslim maybe originally had a lot of goodwill for the United States, and it wasn't until, of course, everything was done by releasing the films on Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, and then, of course, all this about torture. Everything is being done to get the Muslim people of the world to hate America, and everything is being done here in the United States to get the American people to hate the Muslims, because they want to create a war, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. And there's so many good Americans who will tell you all about the history of the Muslim religion, which they've heard on television or they've heard on radio programs, and how we got to get and kill those Muslims before they kill us. And that is not the solution. The Muslims are not our enemy. Not the average Muslim. There are a few radicals out there, but they're very much in the minority. What did you learn over there as far as the London bombing was concerned?
Well, I mean, if I can, after the break we can talk about it. I'd like to add something about the Muslims. You're absolutely right, and what's really going on here. And then we can also talk about what happened over there with the London bombings. I was there the week after they happened.
All right, fine. Of course, the thing is that there's a lot of people will tell you, oh, it was these Muslims who were doing it, but the information we have is why the explosions were not within the various trains. They came from underneath the floor of the trains. And, of course, they even were simulating exactly the same thing at the same time, just like they did in 9/11 when they were simulating planes crashing into buildings right here in America.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My guest is Alex Jones, and we could go on for another couple of hours. In fact, Alex is going to be our guest on our evening program this evening as well, so hopefully we'll be able to get a lot more of this. Alex, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure, and well, I'm waiting for the program this evening when we can get the rest of the true story of what really happened on 7-7 over there in London, the story you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. God bless you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I hope folks will visit PrisonPlanet.com and get Terror Storm for free and pass it out. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program. And certainly we carry Alex's great film on the Bohemian Grove. Oh, that's the Bohemian Grove. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to his website, PrisonPlanet.com. That's PrisonPlanet.com, and pulled out his video, Terror Storm. You can watch it there, and of course, we'll be ordering that. We'll be carrying that here. You can get it from Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. Understand that we are in the final stages as we move towards the totalitarian state in America. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to become concerned when it's too late? You need to get the book we carry called Hitler's Cross, written by Dr. Erwin Lutzer, senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church, and see how the churches were used in Hitler's Germany. It's like deja vu all over again. We have a great new four-tape set on the Holocaust, what really happened. And you'll hear a woman there who lived in Austria at the time of the German occupation during the Second World War. It's like deja vu all over again. That is certainly the four-tape set on the Holocaust. The DVD entitled The Bohemian Grove, or that's what we call it. He has a slightly different name. We have a four-tape set on The Bohemian Grove. You need to understand what's really going on. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones, a truly satanic organization. And yet, of course, both presidential candidates in the year 2004, both John Kerry, Senator John Kerry, and our president, both came from this same organization that dates back to 1832 and was basically an extension of a secret occult organization in Bavaria at that time. It is so secret that when both George Bush and John Kerry were asked about it by Tim Russert, both of them said it's so secret, we can't tell you anything about it. And the question is, where is their loyalty? Is it to our Constitution, to maintaining the integrity of our nation, or to this organization that is dedicated to the establishment of a world government under a ruling elite? What is the truth? We're involved in a spiritual battle. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we hope that many of you will want to come to our conference. We're having here. It's on the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be a week from Sunday. That's the 29th of October. And we're bringing in speakers from Detroit. We're bringing Chris Pinto from Southern California. There's going to be so much material there, information you need to have. And if you want to be involved in this battle to save America, why, we hope you'll come. You'll get the information. You'll bring others. And we have to have your reservation, well, preferably today or tomorrow. Monday's the cutoff date, and after that, we're not going to be able to bring any additional people because, of course, we have to order the lunches, and they insist on knowing 5 days ahead of time. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, on certainly the four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, on the Holocaust, to see what happened in Hitler's Germany. And, of course, you'll certainly want to get the book, Hitler's Cross. Because, of course, Hitler used the Christian church and neutralized it. And the ministers went right along because they were getting money from the government. And, of course, Hugh Pays the Piper calls the tune. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The new anti-terrorism law means more legal limbo for detainees. Mike Rossia is in Washington.
The new anti-terrorism law signed by President Bush on Tuesday has blocked legal avenues through the U.S. court system for detainees. The military now has discretion on whether to charge enemy combatants before military commissions or hold them indefinitely. And challenges that would normally go before federal judges will now go through a federal appeals court and ultimately the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is considering two detainee cases, but the court has ordered a month of briefs on the new law, meaning a ruling won't come until well after the midterm election.
The Archdiocese of Miami has barred a retired Catholic priest from all church work. The priest admits he fondled Mark Foley when the former congressman was a boy. He's being investigated by the Miami Archdiocese as well as the one at his current home in Malta. This is IRN.
Bad breath stinks. Nobody wants to have it and nobody wants to smell it.